From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel and Hamas militants renew hostilities as a ceasefire collapses. And Ethiopia is named as the biggest host of refugees in Africa. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Well, Gaza militants have fired a new barrage of rockets at central and southern Israel, while Israeli warplanes have attacked militant targets in Gaza. It's the heaviest fighting between the two sides in about 2 weeks. The violence came as the warring sides were holding indirect talks in Cairo in an attempt to extend a temporary Gaza ceasefire into a more enduring truce. But after the rocket fire today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered his negotiators to return home. Well, police in the central U.S. city of St. Louis, Missouri, have shot dead a man armed with a knife near the site of violent protests against an earlier police shooting that killed an unarmed black teenager 10 days ago. Authorities say the man shot in Tuesday's incident allegedly stole merchandise from a food store and approached police with a knife. They say the officers fired when he refused to drop it. The latest shooting comes one day before U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder plans to visit the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson to meet with federal officials investigating the August 9th fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The UN Refugee Agency says Ethiopia now hosts more refugees than any other country in Africa. The UNHCR says the main influx of refugees into Ethiopia is from war-torn South Sudan. The agency says that at the end of July, Ethiopia was sheltering 630,000 registered refugees, of whom about 250,000 were South Sudanese. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says West Africa's Ebola outbreak continues to grow, with more than 100 new cases across the region on Tuesday. But as Lisa Schlein reports, the WHO also sees some encouraging signs for one of the affected countries, Nigeria.
A patient brought Ebola into the country last month when he flew into Lagos from heavily affected Liberia. He subsequently infected several people with the deadly disease. But WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA, the city's 12 confirmed cases of Ebola and 4 deaths are all part of a single chain of transmission, which she says is encouraging.
The situation seemed quite good in Nigeria, and this is also a sign that the health authorities in Nigeria have taken all the right measures to detect, follow, and trace all the contact of this man.
Shaib says Nigeria will have to pass through 2 incubation periods of 21 days each, and if no cases of the disease are confirmed for 42 days, the country will be declared free of this dreaded disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Ukrainian military says it has recovered the bodies of 15 civilians who were in a convoy attacked by pro-Russian rebels. A Ukrainian military spokesman says efforts to recover more bodies have been suspended due to fighting with the rebels in the east of the country. Kiev says dozens of people likely were killed when Russian-made mortars and rocket launchers hit the convoy of civilians trying to escape the violence near the city of Luhansk. A separatist leader denies that the rebels attacked the civilians and blames the deaths on Ukrainian forces. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Mary Harf condemned the attack, saying innocent civilians who were trying to get away from the fighting became the victims of it. Harf said the U.S. cannot confirm who is responsible. And backed by a series of U.S. airstrikes, Iraq's military is fighting back against Islamic militants who've seized large swathes of land across the north and west of the country and into Syria, declaring it a caliphate. Iraqi forces on Tuesday took on the Islamic State group in the northern city of Tikrit, the hometown of late Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, and a Sunni stronghold. On Monday, the U.S. military helped Iraqi and Kurdish forces to recapture a strategic dam in the north of the country from Sunni extremists. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.